Yeah. Thank you. Yada da 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 yada da yada da 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 oh yada da 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 yada da 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 doir 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 dee doir doir ah doir 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 dee doir doir ah.
Tag din da.
Da 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 da
dag en nadag, dag en nadag. Alrighty, I would like to, at this point, wish you a good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, or good day, whatever is best for you, and welcome you to another edition of the Bit Slap. You know, every once in a while on the road to musical fulfillment, you just have to kind of stop and smell the roses. That's kind of what we're doing today. We're doing a bunch of instrumentals. As you can tell, probably, there's no words to be said. So we won't say any, and we won't have anybody else. We're just dealing with some of the bed music I use over the years. I think deserves to have a full playing without me yapping over it. And that's basically what we're doing. You understand? You got it? So we started with the something from The Wizard of Oz. I believe that was the music playing while Dorothy's whirling around in the tornado, right? And she lands in Oz. And then after that, the Pride of the 48 Band. That was the Liberty Bell March. You know that from the Monty Python show. Bugler's Holiday was the Boston Pops. That's a Leroy Anderson composition. The Iron Butterfly theme from Guess Who. The Beatles, three from them, actually. One kind of a mashup. Within You, Without You, and Tomorrow Never Knows. Artfully done, I think. Excuse me. Don't Bother Me from the first album, and Mean Mr. Mustard, Polythene Pam, and She Came In Through the Bathroom Window Without Words. Because the words didn't make much sense anyway. So there you go. The Sound of Music was George Garibedi and Players, featuring the awful, truly awful, horrible, nasty asshole trumpet of Harry Arms. The Frivolous Five, Taste of Honey. Terry Kennedy and Rudy Perez, Lonely Bull and the Spanish Flea. Instrumentals can be created with a voice. Doesn't say how the instruments are, it's just the instrumental should have no words, right? And then Talking Rhythm from Pepper Drums. The Talking Drums, sort of. So, you know, we've had enough heavy subjects, school, work, polka, etc. in the last couple of weeks. I figured you could do with a little bit of just nothing but soothing sounds. So here we are. And that's about all I'll tell you right at the moment, except we have some more coming up. Please stay tuned, and I will be back to identify them if you have trouble. I don't think you'll have trouble, but just in case, wait for me. I'll be back. Reach out. I'll be there.
Thank you.
All right, so there's some words to be said. You're sweet. And someday what I'd like to do is give you a whole show of this Funk Brothers instrumentals. But don't hold your breath. Anyway, so we started that set with Les Paul and his guitar, which I understand was actually a Rickenbacker. No, I'm just kidding. How High the Moon, also made with Mary Ford. We heard from the Big Guitars of Texas and Shanghai Cobra, Henry Kaiser, I'm So Glad, John Zorn off of one of my favorite all-time records, Naked City, and that was Batman. Daddy Lolo was Tariq Balut from somewhere over there. Fascinating Rhythm, Sol Hoopy, the legendary Hawaiian slack key guitar player. The Temple City Kazoo Orchestra, Miss You, Rolling Stones song, and then a couple of Rolling Stones tunes, which actually went a long way to inspire this week's show, because I found a whole treasure trove of Stones instrumentals, which staggered the hell out of me. I really, I've been sort of a, you know, kind of a moderate Stones fan, but listening to this stuff really knocked my socks off. So we heard Please Go Home and All Down the Line. I can't remember where Please Go Home was from, but all Down the Line, of course, from Exiles on Main Street, the greatest rock and roll album ever put out. And then we heard from Ashley McIsaac, Rusty Deconstruction, Bill Whalen from the show Riverdance, which I couldn't stand the show, but loved the hell out of the music, and that was called Fire Dance, and then Dos Dragsters and Pet Sounds. So that wipes it out for this week. Next week we'll have some more pithy stuff. With social commentary and humorous content, if possible. So I wish you all a good week. Stay tuned. I got one more from the Stones for you. And then you can go home, okay? Have a good week, whatever you do.